I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Tomorrow, volunteers gather along the Ouachita River for a cleanup effort. KEDM's Ashley Lyons explains how the project benefits area waterways beyond the river.
The 2014 Ouachita Water Sweep on Saturday currently has the largest number of pre-registered volunteers. Courtney Hornsby, president of the West Monroe, West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce, says they have been very lucky to have the help of ULM ski team and fishing team. The water sweep is beneficial to their safety as well as marine life.
You know, we've seen some pictures from some of the fishing team members of what their boats look like when they've run into debris. So it really could impede their efforts. It can make it dangerous for them. And certainly, it's not good for the environment.
Hornsby says the teams have been helpful in getting volunteers, and a comprehensive media campaign has also helped get the word out. They currently have 200 pre-registered volunteers, but Hornsby says they could always use more.
Particularly those with boats. So if a volunteer can maybe give us an hour or just a couple of hours on Saturday, if they're out in their boat and remove trash from the waterways or the banks of the river that maybe are in hard-to-reach spots, that would be wonderful.
Hornsby says debris can make its way into other bodies of water, including the Gulf of Mexico, and is not healthy to the environment or its inhabitants.
It's important that we clean this up, because if we don't pick it up, we know that no one else will. And some of this trash could have floated down from areas further north, so we know that maybe we weren't the ones who generated the trash, but it is our responsibility to pick it up.
The water sweep will take place 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Lazar Park, Forsyth Park, Moon Lake Recreation Area, Baucomville Recreation Area, Black Bayou National Wildlife Reserve, and Sterlington Recreation Area. I'm Ashley Lyons, KEDM News.
A new poll conducted by Fox News shows Republican U.S. Senate candidate Bill Cassidy with a substantial lead over the incumbent Democrat Mary Landrieu in a head-to-head matchup. The survey shows Cassidy with 51% of the vote and Landrieu with 38% in a potential runoff scenario. University of Louisiana Monroe political science professor Joshua Stockley questions the validity of the poll.
Is it entirely within the realm of possibility that Landrieu has lost some support? I suppose. However, I'm skeptical that she sits at only 38%.
The poll interviewed just over 600 likely Louisiana voters between September 14th and 16th. Stockley says it's possible that Landrieu has lost some support, but he questions that she's all the way down to just 38%. He says many other polls on this race show Landrieu in the mid to upper 40s.
This is an outlier, and typically when you have one poll that is substantially different from the trend or the other polls, one should treat it skeptically.
According to the poll numbers in the jungle primary, Landrieu has 31%, Cassidy has 35%, and Republican Tea Party favorite Rob Manus has 7%. Stockley says that would mean that Manus is taking votes away from Landrieu, which he believes is highly unlikely. The KEDM weather forecast, partly cloudy skies early today, give way to mostly sunny skies later this afternoon with a high in the upper 80s. A few clouds this evening with a low tonight in the upper 60s. Sunshine across the area tomorrow with a high in the low 90s.